Of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio. Inspiring, life-changing radio.
The Afternoon Main News Bulletin, brought to you by the Public Service Pension Fund. Public Service Pension Fund, keeping your pension promise.
Go digital with PSPF. Accessing your pension services just got easier. Introducing our new mobile app and USSD *3434# service. Now you can manage your pension anytime, anywhere. Don't miss out. Download the Public Service Pension Fund app today or dial *3434#, available on Airtel, MTN and Zamtel networks, to access all your pension needs. Digital and secure your future with the PSPF mobile app and USSD *3434# Public Service Pensions Fund, keeping your pension promise.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Momba Tailash. Let's take a look at the headlines. Citizens disappointed with President Hichilema's remarks. RDA defends Zambian engineers against public criticism. In international news, 24 Nigerian schoolgirls released over a week after abduction. And in sports, Chipolopolo coach Moses Sichone has unveiled his 55-member provincial squad for the Morocco 2025 Africa Cup of Nations. And now the news in detail. A concerned citizen has expressed disappointment over the remarks of President Hakainde Hichilema at a press briefing yesterday that some Zambians hate him because of where he comes from. The citizen, only identified as Mama T, says the displeasure of the masses is that the president has failed to deliver the promises he made to the Zambian people when he was ushered into office, and it has nothing to do with tribe. She has questioned how a head of state can utter such remarks when he is supposed to be a unifier in the nation. She was speaking on the Neighborhood program on One Love Radio.
I don't think Zambian people hate President Hakainde Hichilema. The man who was campaigning in opposition and the man who is now the head of state, I think he now Sana. Everything he was against with is the things that he wants to bring back. He opposed the Bill 10, but today he wants the Bill 7 without people opposing it. People are saying no. For him, he sees that as not loving him. You don't define love like that. And, you know, being a president, being the head of state, we don't expect our statements if you're from the head of it. And he's saying, I didn't choose where I was born from. Is that not tribalism, Mr. President, sir? As a people of Zambia, we are saying no to tribalism, and here comes the head of state, and he's like spearheading the same issue that we are trying to discourage.
The Road Development Agency, RDA, has defended Zambian engineers against public criticism that they're not innovative and do not do proper works. RDA board chairperson Eugene Hazele has stated that Zambian engineers use the same materials in constructing roads and bridges that are used by their counterparts in other countries. He has challenged critics to take a survey in other countries like China, South Africa, Egypt, and see how roads are built. He has, however, acknowledged that the only difference may be in how materials are utilized in relation to innovation.
Now, the innovation is the way, in the combination
Postponed the peaceful march passed against Bill 7 scheduled for 28 November 2025, acknowledging and heeding police advice. OASIS Chairperson Beauty Katebe says while all formalities for the march were in place, the adjournment allows space for dialogue, urging that a meeting with President Hakainde Hichilema has since been scheduled at State House to take place on Friday in the afternoon, the same date as the planned date of the march. Ms. Katebe says they, however, have decided to hold intercession prayers, which will be held at the Pope Square in Lusaka at the Cathedral of the Child Jesus on the 28th of November 2025 at 08:30 hours to seek the face of God in the matter, even as they meet the head of state. She says the OASIS Forum, including CCZ, EFZ, LAS, NGOCC and ZCCB, remains committed to promoting constitutionalism, the rule of law and good governance for Zambia's progress. The Lusaka Securities Exchange, LUSE, has urged the investing public to exercise caution and follow proper channels when participating in the upcoming initial public offering scheduled for Thursday. Speaking to One Love Radio News, LUSE Chief Executive Officer Nicholas Cavazo emphasized that all investors must use licensed brokers when buying shares on the exchange market, warning against individuals posing as market representatives online. Mr. Cavazo stressed that the exchange has a clear mechanism for public participation in the IPO and that no investor should entertain unsolicited messages or promises of assistance from unverified sources.
For the purposes of avoiding fraud and scammers, investors must take heed of the fact that for them to be able to participate on the exchange, there's a mechanism that we have got. You have to participate via our brokers, who are our intermediaries. So you have to go through a licensed broker and do not entertain, you know, online conversations around I can help you to get to, you know, listing.com. I think the procedure in terms of how this particular IPO will be issued coming on Thursday is very clear. We'll ring the bell for you. We'll also be able to explain for those who are already reading through the prospectus and are ready on Thursday. There's a mechanism through which they can then be able to invest.
Financial expert Henry Mulea says Zambia's energy sector continues to record mixed results despite some notable investments. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mulea highlights that the electricity subsector currently has an installed generation capacity of 3,986 megawatts against a peak demand of about 2,300 megawatts. An indication of progress in expanding power infrastructure. However, he has noted that the bulk of this capacity is hydro-based, making the sector highly vulnerable to drought. Mulea attributed that recent dry spells have significantly reduced power generation, exposing the risk of over-reliance on hydropower. He further pointed out that the petroleum subsector has suffered from years of underinvestment.
If you look at the petroleum sector, we've generally underinvested to the extent that we no longer have a functional refinery, leading us to depending on importing finished petroleum products. The above highlighted issues indicate that the energy sector continues to face challenges relating to issues to do with inefficiencies.